and welcome to the OU Students Association podcast. Your community, your voice. My name's Heather Bloomer. I'm the communications intern at the Open University Students Association. In this episode, you'll hear a lot from Sue Goodyear, an elected student representative, and Jess Smith, the Students Association Engagement Officer. On Tuesday the 12th of May, the university's governing body, Council, invited students to have lunch with them. It was Jess that decided to give the visiting students a whole day of exploring their campus. They went to science labs, to the observatory and to the library, all whilst doing a bit of sightseeing around the grounds. Just a word of warning, as you probably already know, the Open University has quite a fondness for acronyms, and the Students Association is no different. You'll hear OUSA a few times during this episode. That stands for Open University Students Association.
Oh, can you hear me? My mouth is full of cake. Good morning, students, and anybody else who's listening to this. I'm here in Milton Keynes on the campus. It's going to be a good day.
When the students first arrived, there were no awkward pauses or silences. Over coffee and cake, they immediately began sharing their experiences and chatting and laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, sorry. I hate interrupting. There's always so much to talk about, but there's still loads of time. But we'll just start wandering over to the science labs for our first talk.
I used to work not too far away for 3 years until last year, and I came to the campus in the process of fact-finding whether I would start my course or not, because it was so close to me. So, but other than that, I've never been.
I really wanted the tour of the campus, especially the observatory, because I'm doing a module that deals a lot with telescopes.
The first part of the tour took the students to see the High Impact Velocity Laboratory, where they learned about the experiments that were currently active there. Now, this is an active lab, so there is quite a bit of background noise.
What actually initiates the experiments that you do? I mean, I'm sure there must be a myriad of reasons, but you sat here on a Monday morning and, you know, what starts the process of your experiments?
I suppose, really, it's as scientists, what we do is we always want to think of other things, you know, what to research next. So when we come up with these ideas, we write grant proposals, and that's where we get the money from.
It was after this that Sue, Vice President Representation, and I lost the rest of the group.
What have we done, Sue?
I don't know, I took a wrong turn. Oh, it's always me, isn't it? Never mind, we're in the lovely building. Let's go out the other door. Collisions of dust and ice in planet-forming regions.
That's quite cool.
It is, there's lots of graphs. Icy dust particles, parabolic flight. We've made a parabolic.
We'll go out this way, this is lovely.
They must have gone up, but they weren't here. This is us, lost on campus. We've just lost a party of about 15 or 20 students that we're taking round. And unfortunately, as Vice President Representation, I led us on the wrong path.
After finding our way out of the labyrinth of laboratories, we spotted a group of people in the distance.
Do you know, if we follow that group of people, does that mean that they're with our party, or are we just going to join another queue? You know what it's like. You see a queue, you join it. But I tell you what we will do, we'll OUSA them anyway. What do you know about the OU Students Association? I don't know, but let me tell you.
Luckily, it was our group. We then moved on to another lab where we learnt about the cameras that scientists are attaching to spacecraft to take pictures of space and also to help with navigation.
We're going through to a lab. I love science, don't you? Now, we must remember how we get out of this building if we're to keep with the crowd.
So this is the spacecraft Gaia. So something like Gaia has pretty much your home broadband connection speed.
Wow, it's a bit better than BT's then. Mine.
Kilometres of space. Wow. It beams that data down.
I'm always struck by how they look like toys. Anything that you see that's gone out, you know, it just looks like a bit of tinfoil.
Yeah, it does.
Well, this is.
Do you get struck by bits of debris or there's not enough?
They do, well, I think anything over a centimetre is constantly tracked from the ground, orbiting the Earth. I think there's a spanner up there that one of the astronauts dropped once. It's just going around at hundreds of kilometres a second or whatever it is.
Can I ask one question before we go? Were you a 4-year-old who thought, I want to do something like this when I'm big?
or can people come to a career like this later on?
So I went to university knowing, I knew that I wanted to do physics because I was good at it, was the main thing, in fact, but I found it very interesting. And then at university, I decided I either wanted to do something really big, astronomy, planets, that sort of thing, or like quantum, really small stuff. I find it interesting. It's like getting paid to do your hobby, so I quite enjoy it.
It was about this time that Sue noticed the bright orange gloves that the scientists use for their experiments.
Why orange? Because it's just fashionable.
Right, I think we better go. Thank you so much.
Take a glove if you really want the glove.
Are you going to get me lost again?
No, we're just going here.
Okay.
Right. We've been to Laboratory 1. They were wearing orange gloves. I think they've been tangoed. None of them are like Sheldon off the Big Bang Theory.
We're going to the Open University Observatory. It's got its very own telescope, so hopefully if the sun comes out again, we're going to be able to see the sun through the telescope. It's really cool. And not many people know that we've got our very own observatory on campus.
I was expecting from the photograph on the website this huge big building. It's very exciting.
I walked right past this last night.
Did you? Yeah. Did you not know anyone was here?
Hello everyone, my name's Andrew Norton. I'm in the Department of Physical Sciences. I'm Professor of Astrophysics Education. I'm also the Director of the George Abel Observatory here. I've got a little telescope here that I was hoping we could put on the sun. Solar filter on the front of it to make it safe to look at the sun. When the sun pops out. There we go. Why can't I find the sun? I think this would be easy. Here it comes. Yeah.
Here comes the sun.
The coffee and cake's kicking in. Let's sing.
Yay.
The USA ensemble.
Right. Do come around and have a look through the telescope. Try not to touch it because it will wobble. But we've got a nice bunch of sunspots there on the sun. Ooh. So each of those spots, the dark spots, what they are is regions that are slightly cooler on the surface of the sun, where the sun's magnetic field is breaking through in plumes. And each of those spots is probably about the size of the Earth, just for scale.
Oh my goodness me, they look like pinprick size through the telescopey thing.
We've just looked at the sun through a telescope, and we've been told that the dark spots on the sun are the same size as the Earth, and there are a million Earths in the sun, size-wise.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was
cool. Yeah. When people say I'd like get into astronomy, I always say it's because I watched Doctor Who and Star Trek when I was a kid.
Does Doctor Who ever get it right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you think there is intelligent life out there?
Intelligent life, probably not. If there was intelligent life on a planet, you know, we've only had intelligent life, so-called, on this planet for a few thousand years. In all likelihood, if there were intelligent life somewhere else, it could have been a million years, could have formed a million years before we did. With a million years head start, a species could colonize the galaxy. You send out self-replicating machines, you could colonize the galaxy within a million years, easily. We don't see any evidence of that, so I would be very surprised if there were other intelligent life elsewhere.
We've just had a look at the radio telescope and had quite an in-depth discussion and a presentation. So, yeah, absolutely fantastic. He seems to think that there could well be some form of life out there. Whether or not it's intelligent is up for debate, but I certainly feel that I've learnt so much from having a chance to come and have a look. So it's a really life-changing experience, to be honest. One of the best days that I've had. It's certainly changed my perspective of the OU and really what actually is on campus. I really just thought that it was because it's an online delivery, that places like this didn't exist. You know, it was just delivered from the ether. But there's a physical campus with real people doing real experiments to make a difference to people's lives. So yeah, you know, certainly well worth having a look.
If you're interested in attending future events run by the Students Association, stay tuned for contact details at the end of the show.
We've all been chatting with people from council over dinner, and we're still trotting around campus.
better catch up with the rest of them.
I spoke to the guy who's a finance director. I can't remember his name, but he's, again, very welcoming guy, quite engaging. And he was telling me about, you know, some of the challenges that that they face. And it was good of them to want to engage with the students directly. Some management teams are just seen as elite and they disappear and you never see them. But at least these guys want to speak to us, which is good.
And we had a good chat, actually, because they asked me what could be done to improve. And actually, my student support services support experiences have been really good, really positive, even though I've messed around changing modules. The one thing I find hard is to find students in my area to go and meet up with, have a coffee.
Interesting to speak to some of the people in charge. I was just telling them about my experiences and basically just listen to me.
After their lunch, we took the students to see the library.
Shh! We're now in the library!
Yeah, it's lovely. It's just really nice and open, and like the fact they have the course materials so you can see stuff before like you sign up for something. It's pretty cool.
After a quick look around the library, the students were treated to a talk about library services and all the new exciting tools that are coming soon. We then took the students to the Legacy Garden.
How beautiful it is.
A society grows great when we plant trees, in whose shade we shall never sit.
It's quite moving.
It's nice, it's lovely to feel like you're part of something like this.
Because we had so many students on campus for once, we couldn't resist having a bit of a photo shoot.
Stood on the steps.
This could be fun.
This is a good little party. And if we get you to kind of look in towards the general gate. Hello, you students!
Hello, you students!
Perfect, now you're on.
To find out about other student events and meetups run by the Students Association, as well as our volunteering opportunities, sign up to our mailing list on our website. That's at open.ac.uk/OUSA. Or follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like to see photos, they're on our Facebook page. A special thank you to all the university staff who met with us and made this day possible. This podcast was hosted and produced by Heather Bloomer for the OU Students Association.